Sporty greetings and happy Friday to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
I'm Lightning Bolt. I'm not Flash Gordon anybody. My name is Lightning Bolt.
The Lightning Bolt, Usain Bolt, is getting ready to bid the track goodbye after a record-breaking career that has many calling the Jamaican star the greatest sprinter of all time. The 30-year-old Bolt says he'll be retiring after the World Championships in London, which begin August 4th and go through August 13th. The Lightning Bolt is the world record holder at 100 meters and 200 meters. He's won 8 Olympic gold medals and goes to London with 11 world titles. In addition, Bolt's charisma on and off the track cannot be underestimated. Ian Forbes, the vice president of Jamaican Athletics, says Bolt will be greatly missed.
Oh yes, you know, he's inspirational. A team player, gets on very well, and of course it helps to, as we say in Jamaica, create a good vibe. And of course, we'll miss all the antics as well. But we have some others coming up who are, in terms of personality, similar in personality, but of course their own style. But certainly we'll miss him, and we hope that, and I think he has promised, that he'll be around the sport. So we anticipate that we'll still have access to him, and he'll be a great motivator for all of us moving forward.
Moving forward, Ian Forbes talks about Usain Bolt being around the sport. A few weeks ago, Bolt talked about the possibility of coaching in the future.
I'm definitely excited just to sit and watch and to see who's going to be the next Olympic champion, I mean, over 100 and 200 meters, because there's a lot of young stars coming up. I've heard the result in the U.S. trials. I see youngsters in the Jamaican trials. So for me, there's a lot of potential coming through. So for me, it's going to be exciting to see who's really going to step up and to be a champion. And when it comes to coaching, my coach is really pushing me hard to try to get into coaching. So I think maybe next season I'll be at the track a lot, but I won't be a coach, but I'll oversee and watch. He really wants me to be a part of the racers group as much as possible, so I'll definitely try to be a part of that.
And who knows, maybe Usain Bolt will star in an action movie down the road. The Lightning Bolt had this to say at an awards ceremony last year.
I think I'd definitely be a great action star.
Yes.
I see myself, you know what I mean, like a next
Bond.
Jason Bourne.
What about James Bond?
I'm not a Bond guy, you know what I mean? I'm not going to lie. I'm more of an aggressor, you know what I mean?
No,
you know
just I mean? Bond does.
Jason Stratham type of thing, okay. You know what I mean?
I Am Bolt, a film on the life of the Jamaican star, was released last year, and Usain Bolt talked about the movie.
Concept of me is that, Usain, it's easy for Usain. It's no stress. You know what I mean? That's what most people always say to me when they see me, like, you make it look so easy, but it's not. So I wanted to make people see what I went through to get to where I'm at today. You know what I mean? And for me, these guys, they really captured that for me. And it was, when I watched the movie, it was so good because I could feel all emotions throughout everything. Like I was reliving my life again when I was watching that, and that's why I was really so pleased about what they have done, because they captured everything that I wanted them to capture. And I'm knowing that when people watch this, they will feel the same way that I'm feeling, and that's what I wanted people to see, the struggles, the pain, the triumph, and just the stress that I've been through. And then have more insights also on my life, because most people feel like what I do and I act weird and goofy on the camera, they feel like it's I'm pretending, I'm acting, but that's how I genuinely am when I'm by myself or just chilling with my friends. That's just who I am as a person.
That's Jamaican star Usain Bolt, who will be retiring from athletics after the upcoming World Championships in London. While Bolt is the defending world champion at both 100 meters and 200 meters, he'll be contesting only the 100 meters in London. Jamaica has named a 56-member team for the World Championships that's led by Usain Bolt and Elaine Thompson, the reigning Olympic women's champion at 100 meters.
We are the children of the higher man. So, Africa, unite. Africa, unite. Unite for the benefit of your people. Unite for rich, later than anything. Unite for the benefit of your children.
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me. I'm Heather Maxwell for Music Time in Africa every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000 and 2100 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. I encourage our Voice of America listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. If you go to the page today, Friday, you'll see an image by Associated Press photographer Marcio Jose Sanchez. Marcio was in Santa Clara, California on Wednesday evening, and he took a photo of goal-scoring hero Jordan Morris of the U.S. men's national soccer team. The photo shows Jordan celebrating after his dramatic goal in the 88th minute that lifted the USA to a 2-1 victory over Jamaica in the CONCACAF Gold Cup final. A few fun facts about Jordan Morris. The 22-year-old striker is one of the young stars in American soccer. Jordan was born in the northwestern U.S. city of Seattle, Washington, and he plays for that city's Major League Soccer club, the Seattle Sounders. And last season, Jordan Morris was named Major League Soccer's Rookie of the Year. By the way, Jordan's father, Michael, also has ties to the Seattle Sounders. He's an orthopedic surgeon, and he is the chief medical officer for the Seattle Sounders. In more Major League Soccer news, Bob Bradley has been named as the first head coach of the incoming expansion club, LAFC, to be based in Los Angeles, California. LAFC will begin play in MLS next season. The 59-year-old Bradley will return to MLS more than a decade after he left Chivas USA to become head coach of the U.S. men's national soccer team in 2006. Bob Bradley was in charge of the USA until 2011. Since leaving that job, he's been the head coach of Egypt's national team, the Pharaohs. And Bob Bradley has also coached clubs in Norway, France, and England. Bradley became the first American to manage in the English Premier League when he was hired by Swansea City, but he was fired by the club last December after less than 3 months on the job. Bob Bradley is the father of Michael Bradley, who captains both the U.S. men's national team and Toronto FC in Major League Soccer.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
African football news now on the Voice of America. The draw has been held for the first WAFU Cup of Nations, which Ghana will host in September. Reporter Samson Omale has that story, as well as other African sports news.
We begin with the draws on Thursday evening of the inaugural edition of the 2017 West African Football Union Cup of Nations, WAFU, billed for the 9th of September to the 24th of September in Ghana. Host Ghana has been drawn in Group A alongside perennial rivals the Super Eagles of Nigeria, the Gambia, Sierra Leone, Mali, Mauritania, Guinea, and Guinea-Bissau. In Group B, Senegal, Liberia, Burkina Faso, Niger Republic, Ivory Coast, Togo, Benin Republic, and Cape Verde will make up teams in the group. The winners will remain in the group for the round-robin exercise, which will see the two best teams advance to the semi-final. Reactions have continued to trail some of the critical changes and decisions reached last week by the Confederation of African Football, CAF, in Rabat, Morocco, at the end of its three-day symposium. South African Football Association President Danny Jordan believes that South Africa stands to gain a lot from the expansion of the African Cup of Nations and its reversed dates. For his part, Vice President CAF Kwesi Nyantakyi disagrees with the insinuation that the quality of the African Cup of Nations will drop following the expansion of the number of teams to take part in the competition. And now to volleyball news. Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, and Egypt are set to relieve their rivalry in African volleyball when they clash in Nairobi for the Women's Volleyball African Zone 5 qualifiers for the World Championship, which begins this evening. John Marie Nsinguiwa, Rwanda women volleyball coach, says no team should be underrated in the qualifiers. Technical director of the Kenya Volleyball Federation, David Lunguhayo, is confident that the host will emerge winners at the end of the qualifiers. The four teams involved will play in a round-robin format, with the best two-ranked side heading to Cameroon, where the winners will secure their ticket to the World Championships. Africa has only two slots for the World Elite Tournament. In basketball news, Tunisia's basketball team on Thursday beat Portugal 70-62 at a friendly in Villarreal, Portugal, as part of preparations for the AfroBasket 2017 to be co-hosted by Tunis and Dakar, Senegal on September the 8th to the 16th. And in handball news, Tunisia's junior handball team were eliminated by Germany 21-27 in the quarterfinal game of the 2017 International Handball Federation Men's Junior World Championship played on Thursday in Algiers. Leading up to the quarterfinals, Tunisia eliminated Iceland 28-27. Tunisia will stay on to play the ranking game for proper placement. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's Newsmaker Interview Program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Here are some belated Sunnyside of Sports birthday wishes for Jordan Spieth, the American golf star who celebrated his 24th birthday on Thursday. 5 days ago, Spieth won the British Open at Royal Birkdale in Southport, England. It was his third major title. South African Brandon Grace also played some outstanding golf at Royal Birkdale. The 29-year-old Grace finished in a five-way tie for fifth place, but it was his third round at Royal Birkdale that made headlines and made history. Grace shot a 62, becoming the first golfer ever to record such a low score at one of the sport's major championships. You might say Brandon Grace also showed some grace with his remarks about British Open champion Jordan Spieth.
He's a great guy, I must say. I've gotten to know him over the last couple of years, and you know, he's a great competitor. And I think the best thing about him, he still enjoys the game. I don't think I've known of anybody that speaks so much on the golf course like Jordan does, and how much he speaks to the golf ball as well. You know, speaking to himself and speaking to your caddy is one thing, but you know, I think he actually speaks to the golf balls, and his golf balls listen most of the time, I tell you that much. But and he's a great guy. Like I said, he's a good kid. You know, it's nice to be able to be in that environment now and to be able to play golf with those guys. And I think golf is in a good space at the moment and with a good future to come.
South African golfer Brandon Grace commenting on British Open champion Jordan Spieth. My VOA colleague Doug Bernard joins us now for a look at some of the sports social media trends. Happy Friday, Doug.
Oh, happy Friday, Sonny. Great. I like the idea of talking to the golf ball.
I was going to ask you if you talk to the ball when you're out on the links.
Well, talking or cursing, perhaps, might be the, I don't know which. But.
Well, I'm guessing Spieth has maybe thrown out a few questionable expressions.
I would imagine.
What's trending out there, Doug?
Well, there are two general topics trending right now. One is a particular news story, and the other is more of a kind of process that we're in. So the first that's, believe it or not, trending in sports, social media, Twitter, Facebook, and other platforms, didn't happen on a sporting field. It actually happened last night or early this morning in the United States Senate. So we know that this there was this sort of voterama. The Senate GOP, the Republicans, had been trying and trying and trying to pass a healthcare repeal. And basically everybody had voted except for Senator John McCain. His was going to be the key vote. And he steadfastly wouldn't tell anybody, not even his majority leader, his colleagues. He told nobody how he was going to vote. So he goes to the floor, very dramatic moment, actually, holds his hand out, asks to be recognized by the Senate clerk. And then he just gives a thumbs down. and walks away. There were gasps in the Senate. There was some applause. There was an utter look of dejection on many Republicans' faces. Now, the reason this is a sports trending story is because so many people are likening it to a wrestling match, what's been going on. And in fact, there's a number of memes already floating around, people trading, and always kind of with this sports idea or energy behind it. So, for example, one very popular meme right now has that video, but instead it has audio of a wrestling match with, I think, somebody called the Raptor and somebody else I don't know. And, you know, you kind of hear, you know, all the cheering and booing and all that sort of thing. People also inserting other items, adding famous calls, you know, kind of sports calls, announcement calls of surprise. You know, how could that have happened, etc. So people are just having fun with it, especially in the sporting world. I don't know so much in the political world, but that's actually, believe it or not, very popular right now. People just having some fun, I think.
Well, it's a Friday. I think it's a good day for that type of thing too, Doug.
There you go. So the second topic that's really trending right now, and probably will for some time, is that every NFL team has now officially opened their training camps. Now, I don't know how it works in other places, in other sports, say, for example, soccer, which seems to be more of a kind of constant year-round. But just basic, very quickly to explain what's happening here. Yes, teams are still trading players back and forth and that sort of thing, and we're seeing the same thing in the NBA. But this is now the sportsman's paradise, the training camp, because the coaches are constantly coming out. They're cutting players. They're boosting players up. Everybody is watching. Everybody's speculating. Everybody is criticizing every move that's made because, of course, you know, people on Twitter are smarter than everybody else, I guess. You know, the actual professionals playing the sport. So that there's, and of course, there's 32 NFL teams.
I'm not sure.
I think that is. I may have that number. It's close to that. So each team has opened their training camps. The media are going crazy, and the sports fans are going crazy too. So they're sharing back and forth, and there are hundreds and hundreds of posts about you know, people criticizing the Chargers for this or the Falcons for that, or how could they have brought this coach on, or what are the Jets thinking? They're the worst team in the NFL, which probably may be true. I don't know. But that's a real hot topic. There's no real hashtag, but I think just like hashtag training camp, I've seen a lot of. Some are very hashtag specific about the teams themselves. But that's basically what's going on. So for people maybe confused a little bit, you're going to be hearing a lot over the next month about training camp and what's going on. This is basically just a period where the teams really gear back up after a long break. They get used to their new players. They re-welcome their old players. And so it's a time of great interest and speculation on social media about just what's going on.
One player in particular, Doug, as I scroll down my Facebook feed, that who seems to be trending, Colin Kaepernick, and he's not officially on any NFL team right now.
No, in fact, and you know, he wants to play, and there's discussions about, well, what team might be interested, or apparently at this point there's sort of a lack of interest, at least so far, in Kaepernick, but I don't know if that's going to hold for long. I just wanted to very quickly just bring up one last item. I know time is short. Lamar Odom, the retired player, has a brilliant, personal, insightful piece in the Players Tribune, and it's all about his struggle with cocaine addiction. It's a heartbreaking story, really, from a player who, you know, really was playing at the height of his game, and then in basketball, and then really just sort of lost it due to cocaine addiction. So I would really recommend, it's a long read, but you can find it at theplayerstribune.com. I don't know that so many people are talking about it, but they should be, I think.
Doug Bernard, thank you, Doug.
You bet.
And that wraps up the July 28th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Bill Andrade. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
In another sign of the United States' determination to help the nations of Africa combat terrorism, millions of dollars in rewards are being offered for information on several top leaders of the Al-Qaeda-linked Somalia-based terrorist organization Harakat Shabab al-Mujahideen, or Al-Shabaab. The group, listed as a foreign terrorist organization since 2008, is battling that nation's government for control of Somalia and has also carried out a string of attacks in Kenya, most recently at a college in the town of Garissa. It is responsible for the deaths of thousands of Somali civilians, peace activists, international aid workers, journalists, and civilians, as well as African Union peacekeepers who are helping to restore stability and prosperity to the region. Tens of thousands of people have been forced to flee their homes amid the fighting. Under the terrorist designation, the United States imposed financial and other restrictions on the group, blocking property and prohibiting U.S. persons from engaging in transactions with its members. Now the U.S. is offering rewards for information leading to the location of six of its leaders. Rewards of up to $5 million each are offered for information on the location of Ibrahim Haji Jama, also known as Abu Zalma, Fuad Mohammed Khalaf, a dual Somali and Swedish national, also known as Fuad Shungala, Bashir Mohammed Mahmoud, an al-Shabaab military commander believed to have been born between 1979 and 1982, and Mukhtar Robo, a 43-year-old who has served as an al-Shabaab spokesman and who carries an Eritrean passport. Rewards of up to $3 million each are offered for information on the location of two additional al-Shabaab leaders, Abdullahi Yare and the group's intelligence chief, Zakaria Ismail Ahmed Hersi, also known as Zaki Madobi. The United States guarantees all credible reports will be investigated, and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential. If appropriate, the U.S. is prepared to protect informants by relocating them. If you have information on any of these men, contact the Regional Security Office at the nearest U.S. Embassy and the tip line at www.rewardsforjustice.net or email information to rfj@state.gov.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.
Hello, this is Peter Clotty, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Saturday and Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA's Africa's weekend show that provides news, features, and entertainment news about Africa and the world. Tune in, you will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondence reports around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.